Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to hang out with you today. I'm not wearing my Grow My Cleaning Company shirt. I actually have a sweater on. We are, we just left town a little bit ago, waiting for it to get cool. And holy crap, it actually got chilly. So this is my first day of, we are coming up on November. It's getting cool. Life is good. Hey, Karen Coy. Good to have you, sister. I am really excited to get in with you guys today because we're going to talk about, again, over and over and over again, we just coach hundreds and hundreds of owners of cleaning companies and we find themes of things that don't work and why cleaning companies don't fail. And it always drives me nuts. Hey, Alicia Woodson, so glad to have you. And I kind of hate dealing with them, A, one by one, and B, after the fact, right? And then trying to save them at the end. So I figured we would just do a broadcast today and talk about the three big reasons cleaning companies fail so we can save you from that. And it's awful. So the problem is, the big problem is owners of cleaning companies don't oftentimes know how to distinguish the big things from the day-to-day things, right? There's so much in terms of, I got to clean, I got to buy supplies, I got to give a bid, I got to deal with this customer, I got to deal with this employee. Susie won't work with Rhonda. Rhonda's pissed off at Erica, right? It's just a mess. Denise, good to see you from New Jersey. And Daisy says it's not as cold as the East Coast. You're right. It's funny. We went out this morning and I was like in shorts and a t-shirt because it was like 61 degrees. And my little bride, Natalie, she had like a jacket and scarves and a hat. She was all bundled up. And I mocked her because I'm a terrible husband. So that's how that goes. So yeah, today, oh my goodness, Karen says 45 here in Carlsbad, California this morning. That is nutballs, Karen. You guys are supposed to have the good time. Isn't everything on fire over there right now? Anyway, the big thing is we don't know how to distinguish the big things from the little things. And we spend all of our time focusing on the little things and the big things sit in the background and kill us without us knowing. So we're going to talk about that. And what happens is not only does it waste hundreds of thousands of dollars, it can waste years of your time that you'll never get back. And ultimately, unfortunately, we see it all the time. It can cost what would be many, many hundreds of successful owners, their dreams, their family's dreams, and even the employees that they could have employed in the communities that they have. So I really want to make sure, the cost of this really for the industry, just for employees and all the benefits that you could be giving to people if you knew how to avoid these things, the cost is huge. So we're going to dive into exactly how to get over that so we can make sure that you guys are healthy. So reason number one, cleaning companies fail is they don't understand profit and cash flow. And believe it or not, that is probably the number one reason every business fails. So the next two are kind of more specific to cleaning companies, but the number one reason that every business fails, and certainly the cleaning companies are not an exception because I see this, is they don't understand profit and cash flow. The good news is the cleaning business is such a great business because of the recurring, especially if you're doing recurring customers like we coach you to do. You can make a lot of dumb mistakes and still stay in business, which is good because you can kind of last longer, but it's bad because people will just make these mistakes for longer and longer and longer, and it kind of bleeds them slowly. It's like death by a thousand cuts, and we don't want to do that. So we're gonna go into that right now. The first thing that we've got to blow up is this crazy belief that it's okay to bid low on a job to get it, right? Especially new folks. Hey, TJ, good to have you, buddy. Especially the new guys, gals. Tattoo this on your forehead backwards so when you look in the mirror, you see it every morning. It is not okay to bid a job low just to get it, even if you're brand new. Something you can remember is those who pay attention, and those who pay more attention, right? So if you want your company not to be a commodity and something that's taken for granted, make sure that you've got customers that pay. That is how you can make sure that they are going to value the services that you do. Also people, hey, Eric Woodson, good to have you. We've got a great group in here. TJ says revenue versus cash flow versus profit are not equal. If you guys are writing stuff down, write that down. Revenue is not the same as profit, and profit is not the same of cash flow. Michelle says, Mike, I need you. Things are growing too fast. That is an exciting thing problem to have. And Michelle, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, check out the free on-demand training that you've got, and then there's an opportunity for you to jump on a call with me or somebody from our team to help you get sorted out, Michelle. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com for that. All right. Yes. So the second thing is, overhead is real. A lot of times we think like, well, because we teach that, you know, you've got to have, so just like TJ said, revenue isn't profit and profit ain't cash flow. So we got to start with profit on paper first, and then we'll get to cash flow, which is money in your pocket, which is what we really want. The problem is we just kind of look at the cost of, well, there's, when we're first starting, a lot of people just look at, I don't have any expenses, right? I do the cleaning myself. So if I've got a $5,000 a month business, I'm making $5,000 a month. The problem with that is you're setting yourself up to clean till the end of time, right? At some point, if you'd like to hire people, well, we're going to have to pay them. And you're like, well, if I hired people, I'd still have money left over. Sure. If you don't have any overhead, and people are like, well, I don't have any overhead. And they usually say that to me on a cell phone that they're paying for with their business, which is called overhead. But if you'd like to invest in client attraction systems, in employees, in uniforms, in insurance, in personal growth, in anything, all the things that make your business amazing and serve you and serve your clients, that is all called overhead. So when we chintz on overhead, you choke the ability to grow your company. And everyone has this crazy thought that says, thank you, Daisy. Daisy put in growmycleaningcompany.com. I think Anna's on the call and she's usually on top of it, but it's awesome when, and I'm guessing she is, but Daisy just beat her to the punch. So growmycleaningcompany.com is where we keep all the good stuff. Start with the on-demand training. I think there's an opportunity at the end. You can get more help from us if you need for free. Okay. That said, so many people think, well, is the bigger I get, the lower my, you know, I'll make more money. Overhead will get smaller. Overhead gets bigger. The bigger you get, the more overhead you need. So you set yourself up from, first of all, it's really hard to grow because if you don't charge enough in the first place, there's not enough overhead, which is what you need to grow your company. And even if you do find a way to grow your company without overhead, which you won't, the overhead gets bigger and bigger. So the bad bid that you gave early in your business gets worse as you get bigger. So it's really a nasty spiral. And a lot of people just don't understand the numbers. So that's just how to go from revenue to profit. Now, just like TJ said, we can talk about cash flow. A lot of people think it's totally okay if I get paid a week from never, as long as I get a good job. Net 30, net 60, net 90, net whenever I feel like paying you. Sure, why not? It's a big job. It's a good job. The problem is not only will that make you focus on the wrong thing, i.e. collections, right? Every moment you spend trying to beg for your own daggum money is a moment you're not spending building your business. So that'll do that. That's in the best case, is you're begging for your money all the time. The worst case is what happens when they get a little bit behind. And now you're kind of in that weird position of, well, say on the commercial side, especially, and the margins aren't good enough in cleaning. Well, we'll get into that. But on the commercial side, especially, say you've got a nice little $2,500 a month account. To you, that's a big deal. And they don't pay 1 month, right? So now they're into you for $2,500 and you have net 30 and that's fine. But all of a sudden, net 30 just means, by the way, they're going to pay 30 days after the bill. The problem is you typically in these net 30 situations, you don't bill until the cleaning's done. So say you start cleaning January 1st, you put in till January 31st, you've done two payrolls, right? You paid an entire month's worth of wages before you even have the right to bill them. And then you bill them and they go, we're going to take another months before we pay. So now you're 2 months of payroll in. And if it's a $2,500 account and you've got $2,500 expenses, not to mention overhead, or your cost of goods sold is 50%. After 2 months, you've got $2,500 of your cost in there and they still haven't paid. Now you've got a really, really nasty decision to make. You can either cut them off, which is typically the only way you're actually going to get them to pay, or you can keep throwing good money after bad. The problem is if you cut them off, they might not pay you at all. They might fire you and then now you can try and sue them for the money. Best of luck with that. And now you're kind of doing this nasty little tightrope walk of if I stop cleaning, that's the only way to really get their attention, make them pay, but they might just fire me and I'll never get paid. But if I keep cleaning, I'm throwing good money after bad. I'm already in them they already owe me $5,000, of which cost me $2,500. How much can I afford to go? And it's awful. The problem is what happens is they treat you like a bank and you're not in the banking business, right? You don't know how to do are you running a D&B, a Dun & Bradstreet on these people to see what their credit worthiness is, right? Are you reading the contract they make you sign that says when they can pay you or not pay you and what you have to do to not qualify to get paid? And the problem is you're putting up all the risk, right? You're putting up the money and the time and all this sort of stuff. And the more likely we are, and here's the thing that gets worse is we're more likely to take really bad payment terms on a bigger account, right? They'll go, oh, well, you don't understand. This is a $80,000 a year accounts. This is huge. This is the biggest account I'm going to have. So I'm going to take these terrible payment terms because they tell me I have to. The problem is an $80,000 account, if you're a little business that maybe is only doing $40,000 or $50,000 a year, and you take on this $80,000 a year account with bad payment terms, it can put you out of business, right? So you take all the risk, and the upside can be okay, but it can absolutely put you out of business. And for me, I'd rather just pass on the account or get paid a little less or negotiate something to make sure that I'm getting paid. And the worst of the worst of the worst, absolute business killer, is when you do both. And again, with the big accounts, they know. And again, this is why a lot of vendors won't even work with Walmart, right? Walmart can make you a multi-million dollar business overnight, but their payment terms and their demands are so high. Eventually they run your business. Same with Costco, right? They're so strict on what their vendors have to do. You can make a lot of money, but they can put you out of business tomorrow with one change, right? And there's nothing you can do. So I would choose not to deal with those kinds of vendors or customers and only work with people that I know can really get me to my goals. But the problem is, the bigger the account is, the more often we want to do a lower bid and be more open to bad payment terms. The problem is, you combine those where I'm not making enough margin and you're not paying enough to beg for it. That can absolutely, if it doesn't put you out of business, can absolutely just stunt your growth. The only way to guarantee payment is payment in advance, right? If you get paid before you do the work, you know you're good. If you get paid afterwards, you're begging. So the number one reason cleaning companies fail, all businesses fail, is they don't understand profit and cash flow. So that's some of the things that we need to avoid. Reason number two cleaning companies fail is they can't get the right customers, right? It sounds kind of common sense, but when I talk with folks, and we go over their day, they might spend 0 to 5 or 6% of their day on any given day dealing with the cash flow of their business or getting new customers, right? They're too busy trying to save money on cleaning supplies or dealing with a pissed off customer or buying insurance or driving around this guy or picking up an employee or all this sort of stuff. But again, they're missing the stuff that's actually going to make or break their business. So the crazy thing is, so many people, because they don't know how to run their business, they don't know how to get customers, and they're so busy and they don't want to deal with the reality of it, is they go, oh, well, I've grown my entire business based on referrals, so I don't need to deal with that. What they're really saying is, I don't know how to get customers and I'm scared. So instead of saying, you know, hey, I'm going to figure this thing out, they just make excuses. The truth of the matter is, you can't scale your business. If you're dependent on referrals, if you get a bunch of referrals, I guess you have a good month. If you get no referrals, I guess you just can't grow, but you can't scale it. And you're killing the market value of your biggest asset, right? You build your business, right? It is going to be the most valuable thing that you own. And I got to tell you, having sold a couple multi-million dollar businesses, people want that ability to scale. And if there's, I don't know what the value of my company would be if I'm like, I've built completely on referrals. Here's Steve and Bob and, you know, whoever refers me. And if you give me millions of dollars, I'll introduce you to them and maybe they'll introduce you to some more customers. They're not going to pay you for that, right? You need systems of client attraction. That's what they're going to pay for. So yeah, hope and dream advertising is not what we want to do. And then the next thing, they go, oh, it's okay. Well, I've just grown on referrals, but it's fine. I'll just buy advertising. I'll just give HomeAdvisor a bunch of money. I'll just pay this guy. I'll hire an SEO guy. That'll solve everything. It makes me so crazy with people. I'll just hire an SEO guy, or I'll, you know, do paid ads, but they don't know what paid ads are. They don't know how to convert. They don't know what SEO means. They don't know anything, right? They'll optimize their website for search engine traffic, but they don't have a website that converts. So you can send a bunch of people to a website that doesn't convert. It doesn't do you any good. So really important that we don't fall for that belief of, it's fine, I'll just buy advertising and I'll get all the customers I want. Buying advertising without knowing what you're doing is a fantastic way to lose a crap ton of money in a very short amount of time. Because again, there's so many levels to it. First of all, the advertisers, half of them don't know how to do what they say they're going to do. Second of all, they might be able to get you traffic, but might not be quality traffic. It might not be qualified traffic. That's what you're looking for, that you can actually convert into customers. And third of all, even if and when they are able to get you leads and their quality leads, oftentimes they don't know how to convert, right? And they say, well, that's your job. I brought you the leads. You got to convert. And you don't know how to convert, so it's just a waste of money. Good. Hey, Yaya is here. Good to see Michael and Yaya. Happy Halloween, sister. Some of our next level folks. And I've heard great things about you guys, by the way, from Mariana said you guys are just amazing. So excited. Just had another member join today. I think they're going to be in your tribe. So anyway, all right. The first fallacy we've got to kill on getting right customers is it's fine. I'll just get repeat and referrals, which are great, but they're not how you scale. The second is, oh, it's fine. I'll just buy advertising. That'll work. Well, it's a great way to lose a bunch of money. Most of it's overpriced and there's so many parts that all have to work together for it to make sense. The third part is, oh, that's fine. I'll just sub it all out, right? I'll just pay a sales manager, you know, a director of marketing or whatever. The problem is there's only two kinds of those. One that knows what the crap that they're doing. We call those franchises and they take all your profit, right? Franchises are like, oh yeah, don't worry. We'll give you all the work that you need. Just give us $5,000 or $10,000 up front or $20,000 up front, whatever. And we'll just take 20 to 30% of your profits till the end of time. Well, guess what? With overhead and labor costs, that's 80%. 20% is all the profit. So it looks like, oh, we're just taking a little 20%, 30% cut, but that's 100 or 110% of the profit. So if they know what they're doing, they really do know how to market, they take all of your profit. Or if they suck at marketing so you can afford them, they're really expensive because you get money and you don't get any results. So you've got to be careful of that craziness of, you know, I'll just pay for advertisers, just hire someone to handle that. We cannot sub out client attraction systems. You have to do that yourself if you want to be successful. That would be like me having this coaching business, be like, oh, I'll just sub out helping clients get transformation or getting my own clients. Those are the two things I can't sub out. We've got to do that ourselves. Certainly until you get to millions and millions and millions of dollars of revenue. Okay. So number one reason companies fail is they don't understand how profit and cash flow work. Number two is they don't have a system to attract all the right customers they need, right? They might be able to get one or two, but not on purpose and not repeatable, scalable, dependable, right? It just kind of happens when it happens or not, which will absolutely kill you. All right. Reason number three cleaning companies fail is they can't get the right employees or they're cleaning too much, right? And they're kind of, those are the two sides of the same coin, right? If you're cleaning all day, you don't have a cleaning company. You got a cleaning job. And I've done the math with hundreds of owners of cleaning companies. And when you're in the field cleaning and we work out the number of hours that you clean, almost always in just about every circumstance, they're getting paid. And they're like, I get $40 an hour. You know, that's what we charge. But we do all the hours that they work divided by the money that they receive. They're paying themselves sometimes $4, $5, $6 an hour. And they're paying their employees 12. Right. So do not have a cleaning business where you clean, because you'll almost invariably get less than cleaners. You might as well just go get a real cleaning job and just get paid $12 an hour and have to worry about all that, as opposed to working 100 hours a week cleaning and trying to do everything. So the second piece is they can't get the right employees. Right. So that's why people clean, is because they can't get enough of the right employees and or onboard them and get them effective. So the beliefs we need to blow up here is, one, it's okay. Daisy says, boom. Thanks, sister. I got you. She's got my back. False. It's okay that I clean all the time. We just debunked that. Second, it's okay that I clean sometimes. I only fill in when somebody calls in sick, or if we get a new account, or if somebody has a birthday and doesn't show up, or if somebody's on vacation, or if somebody quits, or if it's a full moon, or if it's not a full moon, right? I talk to folks that are like, oh, I don't clean anymore. I've got employees. Great. And then we walk through and they're actually in the field 2, 3, 4 times a week, and they're taking the worst emergencies. And what happens is your family feels like they're below your business because they're below your business, right? I'm trying to have a nice dinner and trying to spend time with my kids. My phone rings. My wife, she clenches up and her heart stops. My kid is depressed because they all know what the phone ringing means at 6 o'clock during dinner. It means daddy's got to go back out to work. So really, really important that you're able to separate yourself from this business and you don't clean at all, right? So many people, well, I'll clean less. If I do a bad job, you know, if I'm not there, my employees will do a bad job. That just shows that you have now, instead of a cleaning job, instead of a cleaning business, you have a cleaning supervisor's job instead of a cleaning business. If you're going to have a real business that makes you and your family wealthy and produces results for your customers and is able to scale, you've got to be out of the field all the time. There is no cleaning. Now, that's fine. If you want to get out there and bring your employees some Cokes on purpose, not because it's an emergency, just because you choose to, or check some accounts, or there's times you can be in the field that should never be an emergency, and it should never be because you have to clean. So if you're with your employees talking and you spend 20 or 30 minutes cleaning with them to build culture and community, fine. But that's very different. Michelle says, all this is just too overwhelming. Gosh, well, first of all, I'm talking too fast, so that's on me, but I have so much I want to get in. I try to keep these around 20 minutes, so that's partly my fault. Michelle, and for everyone out there feeling overwhelmed, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Please, please, please start with the free on-demand training. I think it's like 40, 50 minutes. We put it in a very simple way and try and un-overwhelm you. And that is what we do every day, all day, Michelle. It's really just lack of systems. Like we talked about, people don't know how to do all this stuff, and they try and do 90% of their time spent cleaning, working in their business, and then there's just not enough time in the 10% to work on it. Once you've got the systems and processes, you know what's important, we can help you get a lot less overwhelmed, sister. I promise. Alicia says, me 100%. I just cleaned this morning to get my employees off early for a Halloween. All right. So first of all, I just want to encourage Alicia and everyone else that are like that. I love the reason you help and go out for your employees is fantastic. That is a leader's heart of I'll step out. I don't want to ask you to do anything I want to do. The problem is we got to keep your heart, but protect it with systems and processes to make sure that you get the results that you want. So I love your heart, Alicia. I love that you're out cleaning and serving your employees, but we just got to give you the systems and processes so you have more employees than you need and you're able to do the job that you need to do and not do that. So we got to get out of filling in any of the times. And then the last thing that people kill is, oh, it's okay that my employees tell me when they want to work, how they want to work, if they work, you know, like, oh, I've got kids. I've got to, I've got to get off early to go to for Halloween. Like, not acceptable, right? That just shows that we don't have the right people, the right culture. And they know, the employees know, because you don't have enough of them, that you need them way more than they need you. And that's when the inmates start running the asylum, right? That's when they start telling you what time it is and how it's going to go. And we take it because we can't get any more employees. So the reality is, and that all comes because we don't have a system for hiring, or we do have a system. It's just terrible, right? The system is, once I'm desperate for employees, I put an ad up, you know, and then I wade through 100 applications and don't really have a system. And it's now my full-time job to hire. But the problem is I need an employee today, or actually a week ago. But the way to do that is to start hiring 3 weeks ago, right? So we kind of try and be reactive as opposed to proactive. So the three reasons cleaning companies fail, and this is all because they spend so much time working in their business as opposed to on it. So what we try and do here at Grow My Cleaning Companies, help you focus on the right things. They're going to leverage your time and get you results. Number one, understanding cash and profit. It's not scary. It's not hard. You just need systems and processes behind you. Getting the right customers, same thing. It's scary when you're trying to do it all yourself and knock on doors and ring bells and figure it out. You need a system and processes. And then finally, hiring employees, right? We feel like, oh, I just run an ad. That's a system. It's just not a good enough process. So the big shift we want to make is getting you out of working in your business and starting to work on it. The on it is really making sure that you get systems and processes to manage your profit and your cash flow, manage your client attraction systems, and manage your employee attraction systems. If you want help with all this, if you're overwhelmed like Michelle, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There are so many free resources for you. Start with the on-demand training. It's fantastic. At the end of that, you get an opportunity to talk with us, and we can kind of help you figure out the next steps on what to do to grow your cleaning company. So hopefully that's awesome. Happy Halloween, everybody. So glad I got to share with you guys. Make sure you post in our Facebook group. If you're not in our Facebook group, it's facebook.com/groups/growmycleaningcompany, I think. Super easy to find. But post some pictures of you guys, moms and dads, out with your kids. I'll try and do the same. You guys are the best. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.